Janma ಯದ್ಯಾಜಹಾರ್ವಿವಶೋ ನಾಮಸಸ್ತಯನಂ ಹರೇ
I am
this person
indeed
Krita Nirvesha,
undergone atonement, Janma,
birth,
Koti,
millions,
Anghasam,
sinful
activity,
api,
even
yet,
because,
Vyajahara,
chanted, Vivasa,
in a helpless condition.
Nama,
name,
Swastayanam,
means of liberation.
Hare,
Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Translation: Archibald had already atoned for all sinful actions. Indeed, he had atoned not only for sins performed in one life, but for those performed in millions of lives. For in a helpless condition, he chanted the holy name of Narayana. Even though he did not chant purely, he chanted without offense, and therefore he is now pure and eligible for liberation. Wherefore, the Yamadutas have considered only the external situation of Ajami. Since he was extremely sinful throughout his life, they thought he should be taken to Yamaraj and didn't know that he had become free from reactions of all his sins. The Vishnu Dutas therefore instructed that because he had chanted the four syllables of the name Narayana at the time of his death, he was freed from all sinful reactions. In this regard, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur quotes the following verses from Sruti Shastra: Namno kiyavati shakti papa niharane hare tabat kartam rasaknoti padakam patakidara. By chanting one holy name of Hari, a sinful man can counteract the reactions of more sins than he's able to commit. Avasena piyandavni kirtite sava patakai pumadi buchite sadhya singha chastayar mrigayar eva. If one chants the holy name of the Lord, even in a helpless condition or without desiring to do so, all the reactions of his sinful life depart. Just as when a lion roars, all the small animals flee in fear. Sakrad ucharatam yena haririt aksharam vayam baddha parikarastena mokshaya gamanam prati. By once chanting the holy name of the Lord, which consists of the two syllables Hari, one guarantees his path of liberation. These are some of the reasons why the Vishnu Dutas objected to the Yama Dutas taking Ajamil to the court of Yamaraj. Translation: Ajamil had already atoned for all his sinful actions. Indeed, he had atoned not only for sins performed in one life, but for those performed in millions of lives. For in a helpless condition, he chanted the holy name of Narayana. Even though he did not chant purely, he chanted without offense, and therefore he is now pure and eligible for liberation. This is the Vishnu Dutas speaking to the Yamadutas. So one point is that those sinful activities are committed in devotional service, the concept of atonement is not there. If one, in karma, one commits sinful activities, there is prayaschitta, or atonement, for the act in order to negate it. So for various sinful activities, there are various prayaschittas you can do. This involves giving donations, fasting, or whatever, doing certain austerities. In devotional service, if sin is committed, then the atonement is simply devotional service. Now, if one commits sinful activities and performs devotional service, this also acts as atonement and destroys the effects of sin. But
devotional service is much more powerful than simply counteracting one sin or whatever. So, by chanting the name of the Lord, which is also devotional service, there is a very powerful effect. So just by chanting once, one can eradicate all sinful reactions. That is quoted here from the Vishnu Purana. So just by chanting once, you can destroy all the sinful reactions. And here in this verse here, it says, Janma Koti, millions, 10 millions of births of sins are accounted or destroyed by the chanting of the name of the Lord. And of course elsewhere in Bhagavatam we will see other such statements. And by once chanting the holy name of the Lord, one can destroy all sins. And one is qualified, even if one is a chandala, one is qualified to do what a Brahman can perform. So a chandala cannot generally do the brahminical actions because he's not qualified, and that is because of his sinful reactions and his low birth. But if he chants the name of the Lord, all of those karmas of the low birth are destroyed, and immediately he can do the acts of a Brahmana, such as sacrifice. So the sinful reactions, that is the prarabdha karmas, are all destroyed by the performance of devotional service, in particular chanting the name. So not only the prarabdha karmas, the life karmas of this lifetime, but also the karmas of previous lifetimes are also destroyed. And therefore it says janma koti amsa, the sinful reactions of millions of lifetimes, previous lifetimes, are all destroyed. Those which are stored up and waiting for future lifetimes, they are also destroyed by chanting the name of the Lord. Of course, this effect takes place by all types of bhakti, because bhakti is klesha-agni. It destroys all suffering, and suffering is caused by karmas, so they're all destroyed. This, of course, is also not such a great thing, because more than simply destroying the effects of karmas, the cause of karma is there. And if the cause of karma is not destroyed, then more sinful reactions will happen again. So the cause of karmas is action, the cause of action is desire. And the cause of desire is ignorance. So not only the effects of karmas are destroyed, but also desire and ignorance. All of these are destroyed by the process of bhakti. Karma, on the other hand, only destroys the immediate karma and does not destroy the desire or the ignorance. So therefore devotional service or bhakti is much superior to karma as an atonement. And of course it's more powerful because it destroys not just one karma but all karmas for millions of lifetimes. And even if it is done accidentally or whatever, still it has effect. So in the case of Ajamil, he chanted because he was attached to his son, so he chanted the name of his son. So he did not do it with devotion to the Lord. He chanted because he was attached to his son. And his son was named Narayan. So this is a type of namabhas. But even so, the accidental chanting of the Lord's name had the effect to destroy all of these karmas for millions of lifetimes. So we can see its great effect. Swastiayanam, it created great auspiciousness, so that what did it do? It destroyed all karmas. If you destroy all karmas, then you're qualified to get liberated from the material world. So therefore, even once chanting a namabhas qualifies a person for liberation. This was also the statement of Haridas Thakur. And one person who became offended by that statement. That, how is that possible? Because people must strive for many lifetimes as yogis to get liberation. And you're saying by inattentive chanting of the holy name, one can get liberation. You're cheapening the process of liberation. So he was criticized. But later on, this person got his leprosy and his nose fell off because he had offended Haridas Thakur and the name by saying that the effects of the name are exaggerated. So, therefore, Ajamil also destroyed all of his sins, not just by chanting at the time of death. He actually, because only one time chanting the name destroys all your sinful reactions. So, when he first named his son Narayana, that is when his sinful reactions were all killed and destroyed. That is the effect of the holy name, that it can destroy all reactions. And because he had no reactions, the Yamadutas could not take him. So they thought that he had sinful reactions because they saw that he was doing sinful activities all his life, or most of his life. So he must have sinful reactions. Even if he chanted the name of Narayana, that was all because it was the name of the sun. But even that Namabhas had the effect to destroy all of his karmas. So he was about to die, but even that death was not really a karma. That was death caused, his approach to death was also not supposed to be his real karmic death. And therefore, the Yamadutas couldn't touch him. And he came back to life again. So because of all the sinful reactions or whatever, he was going to die sooner than his natural death, or his death by real karma. So he was revived after that point, and then because of the inspiration of the Vishnu Dutas, he performed bhakti. And because of that bhakti, he attained prema, and then he went to Vaikuntha. So Namabhas can destroy karmas, but it does not give prema. So even though Namabhas is, we can say, well, just chant Namabhas independently and I'll get liberation, fine, but you will not get Supreme Lord that way. So one actually has to chant purely to get prema and go to the spiritual world. So therefore, liberation is achieved, but that is nothing for the devotee. So therefore, one has to actually seriously perform bhakti with attention. So Namabhas, this type of Namabhas is a benefit for those who have no faith in the Lord. And when one has faith in the Lord, then one should do Sudha Bhakti. Now of course, even in bhakti, when one has faith and we do bhakti, even then we have a type of Namabhas also caused by ignorance and desires and whatnot. So if those continue, those type of Namabhas continue, then also we are not qualified for prema. So one has to get rid of all of these types of ignorance and anartas and chant purely, and then one is qualified for prema. So therefore the effect of this was that all of his sins were destroyed and he was qualified for liberation. So this is the one of the effects of the name, but this is not the greatest effect of the name. It is one effect. And we should not consider it to be exaggeration, as some people may think, because some people chant inattentively and then they look at them and say, well, look, he still has karmas. So therefore it doesn't look like it worked. And even in the case of Ajamil, it did not look as if he were pure, because after he named his son Narayan and chanted the name of Narayan many times, he still committed sinful activities. And he still looked like he had desires. He still looked like he was in bondage and ignorance up until the time he died. So it did not look as if all of his thousands and thousands of lifetimes of karmas were destroyed. And so the answer to that is that they actually were destroyed, and these apparent acts of sin afterwards were not really sinful, and they did not cause any bad reactions at all. So they're only an appearance of sin. They were not real sin. Like the snake with no teeth, when he bites, then there's no effect of us. Can't kill anybody. Huh? So all of Achamil's sinful activities after he named the son Narayan, no effect, no reaction at all. The condition, of course, is for this is there should be no offense in that chanting, and then this effect of destroying all these karmas is there. So Achamil do not have any offense to the holy name. He accidentally named his son in this way, and he simply called out the name of his son, and all those actions after that point were not sinful. Why it looked as if he was sinful is that sometimes bhakti hides its powers and does not reveal them to everybody in order that karma and jnana and other processes don't get discouraged. Therefore, the effects are hidden, and we don't see suddenly, after chanting once, that Achamil is very pure. So there is a semblance of ordinary karmas or whatever still standing there to hide the power of bhakti. Now, if one commits sinful activity or aparads, then that is a different case. So this same effect is not there. One will not have the millions of lifetimes of karma destroyed by chanting. But in his case, yes, there was no offense, and so therefore this effect was there. When the Yamadutas came and the Vishnudutas said you cannot touch him, it was actually true. It was a mistake. Yamadutas come because a person is being sinful. But there was no sin attached to Achamil. All of us karmas were destroyed from previous lifetimes, and even this lifetime, all of us reactions were destroyed. So there was no sin attached to it at all. So for that reason, the Vishnudutas said you cannot touch him. So this is the effect of chanting in Namabhas without aparad. Many people may chant the name of the Lord, but they will not get the same effect because of aparad. So the aparad may be a little subtle. They may think, well, the holy name is exaggeration or whatever, or it's material. So smartas and others will also chant the name of Narayana, but they will not get the effect of destroying all the karmas by that because aparad is there. So, if one has no aparad and chants with faith, then we can say that you get much more powerful effect than this. So not only are millions of births of karmas destroyed by chanting with faith, but bhakti develops quickly in that person. So this whole process of Shraddha, Vachanakriya, Anartanavritti, Nishta, Ruchi, Sakti, these are the stages of sadhana. One will go through these stages very quickly if one has no aparad. The stages will not be apparent. But if one has aparad, then one will have progress solely through these different stages, etc. So therefore we see that aparad is a very, very serious thing, and it will interrupt the course of devotion. So we have to be very careful of that. So we have two things. One is the strength of the name to destroy all karmas, even in Namabhas, accidental chanting, and the effect of aparad, which will counter that and cancel the effect. Therefore we have to be careful of aparads. We should chant the name, but we should also be careful of the aparads.
Sounds similar to...
Yeah, it can be a Namabhas. Even if the word is in two words joined together, the ending of one word and the beginning of another word, it is also namabhas. Or as the case of Mara v. Rama, it is also namabhas. And it has effect. Hari also means lion in Sanskrit. So if you say lion, you're also saying the name of the Lord. So these are all namabhas. Arjuna called us under eye many times earlier, and lastly when the Yamadus came out of fear to chant his name. And we say that the name he called at last was better than the earlier ones. Well, because he kept chanting, we can say possibly. But still it was Namabhas in any case, because he was not indicating the Lord by that name, he was indicating his son. In day to day life, a devotee sometimes criticize or find faults in other devotees. What is the result of these devotees who are finding unnecessary faults? Well, it's Vaishnava Aparaj, so that interrupts their devotional service. So, as I mentioned here, the Nam Vas is interrupted by Aparaj. So not only Namabhas is interrupted by Namapurad, but the whole process of bhakti itself, performed with faith, is also interrupted by Namabhas, and actually can be destroyed also, especially by Vaishnavapurad. So one can end up with no faith at all and stop the process of devotional service of one can miss Vaishnavapurad. Yeah, if it's done in ignorance, then of course that's something else. It is not so serious. But if one has intentionally commits the aparaj, then it becomes serious. So accidental aparaj are not so bad.
The holy name is very powerful. You don't help the chanter not commit aparaj. Chanting is such to make him not commit any further.
The process of chanting purifies one of all bad habits, etc. But at the same time, persons that have anartas, because of those anartas, they may commit aparadhas or whatever because of material attachments or whatever, because of ignorance or whatever. So therefore one has to be careful at all times. If one has knowledge, then it is useful for us to help avoid. Otherwise, we sometimes become overcome with ignorance and then we may commit those aparas or whatever. So if we have the knowledge at least of what the aparas are, then we can beware of them. Yeah, that's an anartha. So that has to be given up. Well, it's simultaneous. He has to he cannot purposely indulge in it and then be lazy. At the same time, the process of bhakti itself will help remove all karmas, anartas, etc. Anartha and virtue will take place. But he can't purposely indulge in it also. All good qualities, all spiritual qualities will develop automatically, and all bad qualities will be destroyed by the process of bhakti.
Tantra Sri Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai.
Jagannath Maharaj ki
jai.
Jagannath Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupad ki jai. Gaur Prabhupad ki jai.
Thank you.
Bhagavad Gita. 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 Bhagavad G